Are you a bad boss? Turns out it doesn't take much. I'm Brian Bannmiller on Business. Recently, FastCompany.com talked to 50 so-called bad bosses for a book about what makes an ineffective leader. Some they already knew, others were suggested to them. But after a few interviews, it became clear a lot had been submitted because of their behavior when they were feeling stressed or frustrated. And in most cases, they fell into the same patterns of bad behavior. For example, they began micromanaging people. You might think you're helping them stay on track, but you're creating frustration for high achievers, and these people will likely jump ship as soon as they can. Or you begin to react with anger when stressed. This just makes people fear giving you bad news or afraid to give you any kind of critical feedback on what you're working on. Anger or bad judgment does not convey your passion for something. For more of the most common ways bad bosses act out, go to BannmillerOnBusiness.com. Then just find a way to manage all that stress. Brian Bannmiller, CBS News.